Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Steve Geller along with Mike Dettillier, and happy to welcome in McNeese men's basketball coach Will Wade to the radio huddle. Coach Wade, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Coach, it's Mike. Man, listen, first of all, I got to congratulate you, man, back-to-back years, winning the Southland Conference and going to the tournament. And I know you came on with us the night you took the job at McNeese. And, you know, it was posed, hey, what's your goals? He said, we're going to win the Southland Conference in year one, and we're going to get to the tournament. Well, you know, sure as heck you did it, not once but twice. Man, you got to be proud of your basketball team and your coaching staff and also yourself for getting this far that quickly.
Yeah, you know, look, it takes a lot of people to pull this off. It's not, the number one component, as you know, Mike, is good players. If you ain't got good players, none of the rest of the stuff matters. And so, you know, we have very good players. We got really, really good administrative support, really, really strong support from our athletic director, from our president. And then, you know, I've got great people that work for us, work with us, our staff, obviously, our managers, just everybody. Everybody does a great job, works hard, and you know, that's why we've been able to have the success we've been able to have. And now, hopefully, we can finish off this year with a win or two in the NCAA tournament.
Coach, one of the things is that's a point in, I think, in every coach's season, because everything's like a different snapshot in time when you coach a team. When did you take a good look at this team and say, hey, this team's got a real chance to get to the big dance?
You know, last year's team was pretty easy to coach. It was pretty smooth sailing. This year's team, I got a broke rib flying the plane with this year's team. This year's team, it wasn't nearly as smooth of a ride. But you know, we lost to Mississippi State and Tupelo early in the year. Well, not early in the year, about our 10th game, and we lost. We should have won. We were up 5 with about 3 minutes left, and messed around and blew the game. But you know, from then on, I saw kind of a determined guys like, all right, we can do this, and it's time to stop messing around. It's time to start getting in rhythm and figuring things out a little bit. And we certainly have done that. You know, quite a bit better, you know, since then. So I didn't know I think we've won like 21 of 22 or 22 of 23 since then. You know, I didn't know it would go quite that. I know you'll be happy, Mike. We lost to Nichols, but, you know, it hadn't been as smooth as it was the year before, but, you know, I've kind of felt from that point on, everybody was pulling in the same direction. I'm not saying we weren't pulling in the same direction before that, but it was a little bit rougher, and I think from that point on, it's been a little bit smoother.
Coach, one of the things, Clemson's your alma mater. So, hey, you ought to know a lot about them. So kind of give us a scouting report on Clemson. I know you know a lot about the football team because I know you get to watch it. So tell us a little bit about the Clemson basketball team.
Well, unfortunately, they got a couple. They got a couple big guys on the basketball team. Look like you can play on the offensive or defensive line for football. They got a big old center who, when he's not in foul trouble, is really good. They've got one of the best rebounders in the country at the four, and then they've got a veteran guard, Chase Hunter, leads them in scoring. They got to put a couple shooters around him. So I mean, they've got a really, really good team. They've done a good job of retaining guys and went to the Elite Eight last year, so they retained some experience from that Elite Eight run, and then they've added some good pieces. They've added the big kid they added from Cincinnati. They added a guard from Air Force. They added a guard from Boston College who's top 15 in the ACC all-time in steals. So they've done a good job evaluating, good job adding guys and making things happen there. So Coach Burnell is a great coach. It's going to be a really, really challenging game, really, really tough game. But, hey, they all are when you get to this point.
Coach, one of the things, too, is that you always talk to me about talent procurement and how big that is. And a lot of coaches today, they're not crazy about, I guess, getting caught in the vortex of the tornado. But for you, I think you like that part. Of the game. You'd like to have continuity like anybody else, but you've adjusted to that very, very quickly. And I think in today's game of, man, you got to get a roster sheet every time, you know, the year changes, that has really been able to help programs like a McNeese, like a Nicholls State, like some of the smaller schools to get better quickly, and also some of the mid-major schools to be able to grab players at specific positions and plug them into the lineup?
Yeah, well, first off, I don't like to complain about things I don't control. So we don't control all that. And, it is what it is, so there's no use in complaining. And, you know, I try not to be hypocritical. And, you know, coaches can change whenever they want, basically. There's a buyout. Well, until we collective bargain with the players, they're just going to have free agency all the time. So it is what it is. And, try to serve the kids as best you can, you know, for as long as you have them. Hopefully you have them 2, 3, 4 years, but sometimes you have them, you know, 9 months. That's just the way the whole thing works and the way the whole thing unfolds. And so, it has allowed for us to rebuild the program here quickly. It's allowed for us to have access to better players than probably we would have under normal circumstances. And so that's been a huge part of us, you know, being able to win. And, we've taken advantage of it as well as we can. And, I think that the portal's here to stay. So there's no need to whine about it. No need to complain about it. Just go in there and find the best guys you can. Try not to take the lemons and leave those for somebody else and get guys that'll help you win.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster, and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Coach, nothing you can do about it, but when you win, other people come a-calling, okay? Listen, that's just the way it is in life, in any business. You know, when you have success, other people come a-calling. And so a lot of people, when they figured out that you're going to be on the show, they were like, you know, ask Coach Wade about certain things. And my thing is, knowing you the way I do, your total focus is on Clemson. Those opportunities, man, you got a lawyer that can handle all that stuff. But my thing about it is, I know your total focus and your assistance and your team is on playing Clemson, not what could happen after the year.
100%. I mean, look, we finished our season on Wednesday when we won the conference tournament. Thursday and Friday, our team was off, so I dealt with a lot of the coaching stuff Thursday and Friday. At midnight Friday, I told my agent and attorney, I said, hey, y'all handle it from here, and y'all call me after the game on Thursday and give me an update. And if we win on Thursday, you can give me another update after the next game. If we lose on Thursday, then we'll certainly have decisions to make if you got anything that's worth making a decision on. So that's how I've handled it. We're not going to shortchange McNeese one bit. These guys have been absolutely incredible to me, incredible to our players, incredible to all of us. And so we're doing everything we can to make sure we finish off this year as well as we can for these players and as well as we can for this program. And then after that, whenever that may be, hopefully it's another week or two, but whenever that may be, you know, we'll see what sort of cards we have, and then we'll make decisions based on that.
Coach Wade, you were in the SEC, and to see, because you and I've talked about this as much as, you know, football is king in the South and how dominant the SEC has been, but you look across the board, my goodness, in the SEC, in college basketball, and in college baseball, you just sort of gasp a little bit how many really good teams, and everybody, you know, focused early on certainly at Auburn and Alabama, but you look at a Tennessee and a Florida, and you just say, wow, man, look all the talent in one conference. It really is amazing for, you know, a sport that I got a neighbor, he said they got two seasons in a year. It's LSU football, LSU baseball, nothing else. But you look at what college basketball has done in the South, it really has taken off like never before.
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, 14 of the 16 teams in the SEC, you know, everybody in the league's now invested in it. Everybody's invested in basketball. I'm not sure everybody was invested before, or something like you said, to pass the time between football and spring football or football and baseball, depending on what school you're at and how good your baseball team was. But, you know, I think that everybody's invested in it. I mean, look, we're in a talent-rich area, no different. I mean, you know all the football recruiting, but, there's a great athlete. You know, doesn't matter what sport you're coaching. If you got the best athletes, you got the best chance to win. And so, you know, there's great athletes all over the South. There's great athletes all over the footprint where all those schools are. And so it's a matter of going to get those guys. And you know, the SEC teams have done that. And, you know, they've been rewarded for it with 14 NCAA tournament bids. I mean, absolutely unprecedented.
Coach Wade, for people who haven't watched McNeese, give them a couple names to watch when they're going to watch you up against Clemson, because you know, for some people, other than maybe a little bit of coin here or there, you know, they watch a little bit of college basketball, but for people who haven't watched the Cowboys play, give them a couple names, signature players that you have to play big when you go up against Clemson. I know it's a team sport, and cliche, but it is true. But you got to have guys step up to the plate that are the superstars. So tell us a little bit about a couple guys that really have to play big for your team.
Yeah, we've got a kid, Javon Garcia, who was the conference player of the year. He was also the conference tournament MVP. He's a guard who can kind of plays all over the court. And he's our leading scorer on the year. We got a lot of balance. We got four guys in double figures, another couple guys right behind them. You know, we've got a kid, Quadir Copeland, who's a transfer from Syracuse. He has some ACC experience, and he's a big point guard. He's a 6'6" point guard. He's going to need to play really, really well for us. And then Christian Shumate, who was the defensive player of the year, he's a big-time rebounder. In these games, like, we've got to be able to hold our own on the glass. We've got to be able to rebound, and, you know, he can make a big difference for us there. So I'd say Garcia, Copeland, and Shumate are huge. We've got a kid, DJ Richards, who shoots over 50% from three in league and 45% for the year. We need him to knock some down, and Joe Charles, a kid from Karen Crow. We're going to pull off an upset against a team like Clemson. We need all eight or nine guys we put in that game need to play really well. I go through the roster. Brandon Murray, a kid we had at LSU, big-time defensive player. Bryant Chelabange, big kid. I mean, you know, Sin Parker comes off the bench as our offensive guy. So, I mean, look, we're going to need all of them to play to their capabilities and then some, and that'll give us a chance to pop them. But those first three I mentioned are certainly key players: defensive player of the year in the league, the conference player of the year, and then Quadir Copeland was an all league player as well.
You got to coach against him a couple years now, but man, what Tavon Sadler, what Boog has done at Nichols State. Just a comment, because man, you know, it's a kind of been a revolving door the last few years at Nichols State, and boy, he's done a fantastic job and sort of taken a kind of a blueprint what you did to go out and really enhance that roster for the Cardinals.
He's done an incredible job. As you know, Boog and I are very good friends. We've become very good friends, and he did too good a job when he beat us over at Thibodeau. But he's done a great job. Those kids play extremely, extremely hard for him. He gets guys that fit what he does. They can shoot the ball. They're the second best offensive team in the league to us. So he's really, really done a nice job getting those guys down there to play hard, and he's accumulated really good talent, and so he's going to be. I mean, you know, he's so young, but he's just a great coach. I hate calling him a great young coach because he's a great coach. If he was 50, he'd be a great coach, and so he does a great job, and the future's certainly bright.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Man, we appreciate your time. I know it's a bit of a tight schedule, but the last question, you getting the mayor and Lester over there to watch you guys when y'all play Clemson?
I don't know if they're coming. The mayor was at the championship game with his beautiful wife, Nikki, and Lester came to a couple games, and Lester loved it when Nichols beat us. But I don't know if they're going to Providence or not, but I'm sure I'll get a text from them here soon.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us here on Sports Talk. Man, always appreciate your time, and wishing you and the Cowboys best of luck when you play this coming Thursday against Clemson.
Thanks so much. Appreciate you having me on. Talk soon.
All righty. That was McNeese State Cowboy head basketball coach Will Wade. Play this coming Thursday against Clemson. That's a tough one right off the bat, but I know how much he's put into this program to try to get them to win a couple games come tournament time.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5HourEnergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.